lasting performance. JP Heating of Northern Michigan. Trusted Amana Systems. Service second to none. Competitive prices and financing options on Dickerson Road in Gaylord or online at jpheating.com.
In 1952, my grandfather returned to Gaylord from the Korean War. For 7 years, he worked 7 days a week to build his business. The hard work paid off. Today, the company that Dale Ellison Johnson built continues with his sons, grandchildren, and an incredibly hardworking team. Treasure your family and your community. We are all in this together, and together we will move forward. Remember, the Johnson Oil and Propane Company is here to help. Call 989-732-2451 or visit johnsonspropane.com.
It's time for the Northern Michigan High School Sports Scoreboard Show on Up North Sports Radio with your host.
And good morning and welcome to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Rich Calkins and Jerry Coyne in studio with you this morning. Good morning, JC.
Rich, how are you? I'm glad you made it in safely. A little bit of snow in the air.
So that means it's basketball season.
That means it's basketball. At least in Michigan, it means it's basketball season.
Exactly. And with that, we have head coach from the Grayling Vikings, L.J. Meade, joining us today. And, Coach, you guys got one game in this week. One game was canceled because of health concerns and all that, and you actually are going to play today. So that's an interesting side point. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, Coach, talk a little bit about that East Jordan game. You guys traveled up there and came out on the short end of a 66-53 score.
Yeah, we did. Very proud of our kids for going up there competing. There's a lot of uncertainty during the week. We were down six guys. And players that, played significant roles for us. And that being said, we didn't make any excuses. We embraced the situation. And, some kids that normally did get as much playing time, got significantly more playing time, and we just had to figure it out as we went. We had, as the season goes on, you kind of define roles for your kids and player positioning, and that kind of all went out the window when you're down six kids for a game, and so kids had to play in different positions and on very short notice, and so definitely a challenging week for us. Not something I want to go back and revisit, and that being said, we got a Charlotte boy coming to town here in just a couple hours, and we got a couple guys back, and we're going to go see if we can't get back in the win column.
Right. I know, LJ, you're definitely not an excuse maker, but, the untold story behind the scenes, obviously, when you're missing six of your players, that certainly cuts them to the depth, your rotations, all that, and especially when you remove some significant players as well. So, but you guys, if you look at the score, it's very deceiving. But hopefully you guys are a little closer to being maybe up to having a full roster here today.
Yeah, we'll get two starters back. At what level these guys after being out, at what level will they be able to compete remains to be unseen. And we're going to kind of just, go with the flow and try to get them in and out and be able to get some breaks. And then we also get our sixth man back. So very important to get back together here. I know the guys yesterday in practice, it just seemed more normal. They're excited to get back playing, and then next week we'll hopefully get a couple more of them back. So, all teams in Northern Michigan and all throughout the state are dealing with it, and just something that came up and hit us pretty quickly, and so now we gotta try to bring it back together.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Coach. A lot of teams throughout Northern Michigan are dealing with this. It happens to be your turn right now. Obviously, the long term, you hope everyone's healthy and all of that, and you can get back to playing. You're sitting at 4-4 overall right now. you know, in the very tough Lake Michigan Conference, Coach. You're 1-3, and this is going to continue to be a dogfight right now with, obviously, with St. Francis sitting on top with a 5-0 record in conference play, and you have two teams with one loss with Boyne City and Elk Rapids.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've talked about this each week is how competitive our conference really is. The top four or five are going to give each other a run every single night. That being said, there's no easy ones. We travel next week, Tuesday, up to Harbor Springs, and that's a challenging game always to get up, that long bus ride and whatnot. And so it always seems like that's a dogfight game either way. And then the end of the week, we go over to Elk Rapids, and we're going to see the top of our league there. So you can't take a night off and expect to get a win in the LMC for sure.
Right, exactly right, Coach. Those again, it's gonna come down to the wire like it usually does in the LMC. Now, Coach, were there any kids in particular that really stood out to you in your game the other night that increased their playing time, increased their roles, that just really helped your team again pull it all together again with a tough situation going on with the health of the team?
Well, I mean, we really ended up relying on Caleb Call, who was a senior wing guard for us. And he had 23 points. He did a lot for us. He defended, actually, believe it or not, we had him defend a 6'7" kid from East Jordan. And, we held him to 10 points. And so wow. He did a phenomenal job doing that as a guarding the 6'7" guy. Definitely a little bit of a challenge for him. So that stands out to me. Other guys that picked up a bigger role, Matt Cruzio at center, played really well. I believe he had 6 points, so knocked down a couple shots for us. But just competed and brought some energy. So that was great to see. Another one that we asked, Jake Cartman, has kind of been a Swiss Army knife for us. One week we're working on him to be a five for us, to be a post player and, looking towards the future. And then next week we're getting him some minutes at a forward and having him learn that position. And then East Jordan game comes up and we're like, Jake, I need you to be a three tonight. So he embraced it and he played pretty well for us. And then we brought up a freshman off the JV team and Tristan Demlo, and he was able to get a little taste of the varsity game and the speed of it. And so all around, all of our kids had to play significantly more of a role, but those would be a couple of kids that, just embraced the situation and stepped up, and it was pretty cool to see.
That is very cool. Coach, did you guys match up Caleb Call with their 6'7 big guy just because of his athleticism and because he's a senior, Coach? Is that the reason for the matchup? Or obviously, it really worked out pretty well to hold him to 10 points.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, my mindset was Caleb calls a kid that you can say, "Hey, here's what I need you to do," and he's like, "Okay, I got it, Coach." And that truthfully, that was the main reason. Athleticism, yes, but I thought he was a kid that could just be physical with him, one that would just embrace the role and the challenge. And he's a unique kid. He just likes to be pushed, and if you give him a challenge, he's going to embrace it, and he's going to be like, "All right, I got this. Let's roll." So, truthfully, that's what he did, because he had to guard him out around the wing. Preston Malpass there is a unique player that he has the ability to go outside. He has the ability to finish above the rim. He's his footwork is good in the post, and so Caleb had to do all of that. Sometimes he's guarding him in the post. Sometimes he's guarding him around the perimeter and trying to keep him from dribble penetration. So, that was pretty cool to watch him embrace that.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Coach. Also, now switching gears to today's game. Now, what time does the game start, Coach?
So our JV squad will come in at noon and plays at noon, and then varsity will follow that up. So, right around the 1:30 range for a varsity game.
Okay, cool. So let's get the fans coming out on a Saturday early afternoon and come out and watch some Grayling basketball. And of course, you have a very tough Charlevoix team coming into town that's 5-2 overall. You expect the typical things from Charlevoix. Well coached. They got some big guys. They're overall a really good team.
Yes, very impressed with Charlevoix. Stuck does a great job up there. And he always seems to just kind of reload in. So they have a guard that in Evan Solomon that's a four-year player. They have hit the coach's son in Stuck. Those two are, the two that stand out to me the most on that group. But then they have a couple young ones that can come off the bench and score for them. And so, for us, we're going to we got to stop those two to stay in the game because those are two very solid players. And then we're going to have to close out on shooters because they're going to bring kids off the bench that can knock down the three-point shot. And we're going to have a high hand up and be ready to compete.
All right, Coach L.J. Mead from the Grayling Vikings, thanks for joining us on game day. We appreciate it. And go get Charlevoix. If you can't make it to the game, of course, it'll be on 100.3, our sister station here on Up North Sports Radio.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, go Vikes.
Go Vikes.
All right, head coach L.J. Mead joining us, like you said, on a game day. Unusual situation because of the postponement of the game earlier in the week. But
they're lucky to find it on a Saturday. I mean,
absolutely.
Instead of canceling, I'm sure that's preferred.
Absolutely, and with wrestling matches going on, Saturdays, the gym's not always open, so they found an open one, and, hey, they're going to play today.
Yeah, so there you go. Lots of weird scheduling. I mean,
yes.
You know, traditionally it was always Tuesday, Friday, no matter what.
Yes.
With the girls in, the lack of referees, and so many other things, we're playing almost every day of the week sometimes.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And it's really crazy to look at some of the disparity between the games played of some of these teams. I was doing some research last night. A traditional Northern Michigan Power in McBain has only played 5 games so far this year. There's other teams that have played 12 games. So, and it's just usually everyone's right around the same number this time of year. You're about halfway through, maybe a little bit more. But again, because of, the COVID situation and all of that, some teams, again, have played 5, some have played 12, some are just so, it's a crazy year, JC.
It surely is, Rich. And, we are going to be return here in a couple of minutes after some messages from our fine partners on the Bill Marsh Scoreboard Show and reviews the game that you did on Thursday.
Yes.
Traverse City West getting a big win. Traverse City Central, we got a lot of scores, a lot of surprising scores.
Right.
Good thing I didn't gamble on high school sports. Good thing we can't.
Right.
But anyways, we'll be back right after these. Once again on Up North Sports Radio's Bill Marsh Automotive High School Scoreboard Show.
The new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And thank you.
Ray's Barbecue, Brews, and Blues, right on the river in downtown Grayling, is open for indoor service and carryout 7 days a week to satisfy the continuing demand for their legendary barbecue. Ray's knows you can't make barbecue the Ray's way. With all that moist, smoky goodness, Ray's is open Monday through Saturday from noon to 9 and Sunday noon to 8. So keep calm and hunker down at Ray's Barbecue, Brews, and Blues, inside or on the beautiful Riverside patio. Your day will always be better with a visit to Ray's. RaysGrayling.com.
Did you know one of the quickest and most cost-effective ways to update a room is to simply install crown molding or replace old trim with new? For all the supplies you'll need, go to Lock City Home Center in Sault Ste. Marie or visit LockCityLumber.com.
All right, welcome back to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Rich Calkins, Jerry Coyne in with you. And as JC was talking about on Thursday night, I was fortunate to be the color analyst on a real good basketball game in Cadillac.
Low scoring,
absolutely, where Traverse City West won 35-28 against a Cadillac team that had only lost two games all year, and a team that they lost by 1 point against Midland, 2 points against Mount Pleasant. And so they came in riding high. They were without their 6'9 big man, but of course West was.
He was also missing in those other two games that you're talking
about.
Oh,
he was. That's I did right. not know that. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yes. Did not know that. Ah, the rest of the
Look,
story,
size
Paul Hardy.
Matters. You know, Illinois played yesterday against Maryland without Kofi Coburn and got run out of the gym.
Isn't? Yes. Yep. That was shocking.
It wasn't shocking to me.
I didn't realize that Kofi Coburn wasn't going to play.
Right.
But if you just look at the score and you go, well, what's going on here? And then when you start finding out that their big man that they're so reliant on.
Well, they've got a couple other really good players,
yeah.
But, I mean, he is the glue of that team. He's going to be one of the top five picks in the NBA draft. I just figured it out when I saw that the point spread was so – they were only giving 4 to Maryland. I go, that's insane. And then I saw that he was in concussion protocol.
Oh, okay,
so,
yeah.
The name of the Cadillac player.
Oh, yeah.
Cole Genema,
excuse me. Very fine player, 6'9", can handle. He is he's probably one of the top 3 or 4 players in all of Northern Michigan. I haven't seen him on the Mr. Basketball watch list, but he's missed 3 games already, so
exactly.
That makes it a little difficult.
It does, exactly. Yeah, I was checking out a lot of those guys, too, and the one kid from Midland is still listed on there. I saw that last night. But you're right. Cole Genema, again, has the talent to be one of the top players, is one of the top players in Northern Michigan for sure, and is being obviously recruited to different schools, and it'll be interesting to see where he goes. But what a great win for TC West to help give Cadillac their first league loss, and also then kind of starting to muddle things up in that Big North Conference.
Yeah, Rich, we've got an interview that was taped right after the game with Coach Bauman, so let's play that right now.
Okay.
Come down to Cadillac, a hostile environment, and give them their first conference loss.
Yeah, we knew that we had to come out and play hard. We knew that they were top of the conference. Obviously, we had a couple of close losses that we would have liked to get back against Alpena and Central, and those two things came together the night before, a little bit of energy and excitement, and it showed on the court.
Yeah, Coach, in that first half, we were giving them second, third, fourth chance opportunities at baskets. Man, they dominated the offensive glass, but still held them way down their average. I mean, they only scored 12 points in the first half. So even though you're giving up offensive rebounds, overall defensively, man, the kids were working hard.
They worked hard. They earned this, you know, to keep that team to 28 points. It just shows the resilience and the effort that they wanted into this night. Even despite having Genema out, you know, they're still a really good team. And
yes.
I just couldn't be more proud of these guys to come in and do our junkyard dog business like we talk about.
Yeah, Coach, And like you said, they have some players. They had a sophomore that was a shot-blocking rascal, Charlie Howell. Man, that kid, he looks to block everything in the gym, including shots by his own players at times, I think.
He was long, and he was very good defensively. You can tell he's been well coached to stay on his feet and stay tall. And he disrupted a lot of our dribble penetration. But we were able to knock down some shots tonight that we had missed in the last two games and made some free throws. But, yeah, our defensive effort was just tremendous tonight.
Yeah, Coach. We went off the grid maybe a little bit with our Fox Motors motivated player of the game, but Bryce Hoskins came in the first half and really scored a big bucket for you, and then also provided a lot of energy for that minute and a half, 2 minutes he was in the game. That kid played great, so we gave him the Fox Motors motivated player of the game.
You know, I knew it was going to probably either between Bryce or Brandon, because Brandon came in and gave us some real good minutes, scored a couple buckets for us, and just disrupted him enough to know that he's someone that need to worry about. But yeah, Bryce came in and is healthy again and showed great energy. Ian Robertson came in and had a real good showing controlling the ball in our offense. And then once again, Ben Shillette and Josh Hirschenberger defensively just were phenomenal for us. I didn't even get a chance to see what Montague ended up with, 4 points. So that says a lot.
When you can hold
him to 4 points and get him to take some of the shots that he did. So great effort.
You mentioned Ian Robertson. That kid loves to play defense, man. He looks like he's looking to you on the sidelines saying, Coach, can we full court press? Can we full court press?
He was in the third.
He was. We were chirping a little bit back and forth. I liked his enthusiasm. I just wanted to didn't want him to get too enthusiastic and pick up some touch fouls. But he did a phenomenal job on the ball. I thought we did a much better job of containment on the dribble than we did against Central. And again, holding this team to 28 points and coming out with a conference win, getting back in the hunt of things was just a great step forward. I'm really happy for these kids.
Yeah, no question about it. Coach, who did you think was the Jimmy John's player of the game?
I would probably have to go with Ian Robertson. Again, just his effort, his passion on the court, and his leadership. He really did a lot for us tonight without scoring. So that would be my Jimmy John's player of the game. And then probably Ben Shillette's dad, Mark, will be my parent of the game. He was here cheering us on. But I'll always try to reward the kids or the parents of the kids that just show up every day, because I think that's a great determination of who those kids are, is who their parents are. So that's why I would say that I'd give that to Mark tonight.
Yeah, Mark comes to most all the games. I see him in the corner at all the home games. He was up on the balcony tonight. Yeah, he's there to support not only his son Ben, but the entire team as well.
We have a great parents, great support across the board. I thought our bench was phenomenal today with a lot of energy and just a good win. Really good win for us.
What a great win for sure, Coach, to give Cadillac their first conference loss and to do it in their home gym. Man, the kids should be proud, especially after a short break there, playing a tough game Tuesday night, a tough loss against Central. They certainly rallied around. And you guys without Will Gaston, too.
Yes.
So, I mean, other kids stepped up. Great overall team win.
They did. Phenomenal. Yep. I just couldn't be happier for these guys. And they earned it tonight for sure. And it was just a great win.
What's next? What do we have coming up next week for the Titans?
A few days off. We don't have another game till next Friday, which will be Petoskey home. And then a full week after that, the following Friday, we're at Central for a rematch. So starting to go on the second half of the conference season. And like I said, with this dropping Cadillac tonight, puts them at one loss. And with us at two losses, we're right in the hunt of things. So I like our chances moving forward with the way we look tonight.
Yep, it's wide open. The Big North has not been decided yet. Lots of games to play.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Well, Coach, thank you for your time. Great win tonight. We're right in the hunt, right where we want to be.
I appreciate it, gentlemen. As always, safe travels.
Safe. Thanks, Coach. Same to you, Coach.
Yeah, that was head coach Doug Ballman of the victorious Traverse City West Titans. And at JC, in that Big North Conference, like we were talking about, things have all bunched together now. Cadillac is leading still with a 4-1 conference record, but TC West and Petoskey at 3-2, just one game back. Alpena, TC Central, they're both at 2-2 in the conference play, so just a 1.5 games back. And then, of course, right now, Gaylord 0-5 in conference play.
Yeah, other than Gaylord, a rebuilding Gaylord squad,
right.
A very difficult conference, lots of big games left. Rich, as we talked about in the first segment, crazy schedules. I mean, they only play once a week for the next couple of weeks. Two of their biggest rivals, Petoskey one Friday, TC Central the next Friday.
You get a whole week to prepare for those. I don't know if the scheduling, because again, West did play those games over the holidays, those two like bonus tournament games. I'm not sure if they left that break in there in case there were cancellations because of weather. You see some things like that. Occasionally teams will do that, but they get to work on some things now for the next week. But after coming off such an emotional win against Cadillac, you know that you're chomping at the bit, wanting to get back out on the court again as soon as possible.
You know, sometimes those weeks off can be very helpful. I'm just using this as a reference point because a lot of people that are listening probably watched the Michigan State-Wisconsin game.
Right.
And I thought that Wisconsin would beat State easily, but the week off, Tom Izzo was able to work on a lot of things,
yes.
And they were able to shut down Davis for the most part, and Michigan State swamped them.
They did. They controlled the game.
At Wisconsin, which is really, I mean, you don't see a lot of road victories in the Big Ten.
No.
Especially a team that's 15-2 against a Michigan State team that's struggling. So,
and what some of Tom Izzo's best Michigan State teams have went in there and struggled before.
Yeah.
So, and this is, you know, this is a good Michigan State team. Don't get me wrong. But this was shocking to basically control the whole game from start to finish.
Yeah, but I'm just pointing it out, so we'll see. You know, West has got a lot of pieces, and you pointed out, you didn't bring it up on the air, but we think they should be, pressing much of the game.
Right.
That's to me, that's the strong point of the team, because they don't have a lot of shooters, you know, or legit scorers. They got a lot of kids that work hard, and that would lend to being, you know, use your athletic. Because the second team is not far away from the first team. So you can run kids for 5 or 6 minutes, bring the second group in. But you pointed out that they beat Cadillac without pressing.
Without pressing. And that's to beat them with a different style of play. In the game prior that week, in that TC Central game that they came up 3 points short, they did try full court pressing, but they gave up 6 quick points with their full court pressure. And so it just, whether the kids just didn't have the energy that night or the depth or what the deal was, so coach had called them off, and so it just didn't work in that game against Central. And so, because we asked them in the post game interview what was the reasoning for that, and that was the reason why coach gave us the reason to not full court press again in that game Tuesday night against Central.
Well, he's the coach.
He's absolutely. He knows his players, and sometimes there might be some health issues going on behind the scenes that we're not fully aware of. You know, absolutely. There's always things that the coach knows more things overall than what fans or announcers or things like that do.
Yep. Rich, just I know we've talked about this a little bit, and Catholic League of Metropolitan Detroit continues to be a hot plate of really tight basketball games. So UD Jesuit beat St. Mary's 65-61. St. Mary's was originally the number one team in the state. They've already lost a couple games because the competition is so fierce in that Catholic League. My brother Rice Warriors lost at home to Catholic Central 55-51.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so everybody's got a couple of nicks in that league, and I don't know if I'm going to put him on the air, but I'm certainly going to check in with my old coach and see if he's been back to the gym at Brother Rice. They have a Mr. Basketball candidate there called John Blackwell, who's being recruited by a ton of schools in the Big Ten. And just the competition is fierce. So.
Yeah. Yeah, when you look at that AP poll in Division One, like you said, very well represented is that Detroit Catholic.
They got five teams in the top 20.
Yeah.
UAD Jesuit, Warren D. LaSalle, Catholic Central, Brother Rice, and St. Mary's, all in the top 20 in the state.
Right.
Regardless of their size. I mean, Brother Rice is a much smaller school than Catholic Central.
And so is St. Mary's, you know, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, exactly. So, no, that's talk about an incredible conference. I mean, that one is absolutely got talent galore. And a lot of kids, like you said, JC, that are going to be playing next level.
Yep. When we return here on the Bill Marsh Scoreboard, Automotive Scoreboard Show, we're going to check in with Coach Ryan Basenberg, who is the coach at Cadillac.
Right.
And get his feelings. I know, as we just pointed out, all three of their losses without their best player, always something difficult to come on. So we'll get a look at the team and see what the road looks like for them in the very tough Big North Conference. So that's all coming up here on the Up North Sports Radio Network, Bill Marsh Scoreboard Show.
Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And thank you.
It's cold out there, so why not cozy up to some hot slots?
This is Ryan.
Whether you're catching
Coach,
up with
are
friends,
you?
Enjoying dinner,
not bad. How are you?
Members, good. No, we're just running a couple of spots, and we're going to have
Bay
you on live.
Resort and Casino is your winter getaway. Spend your day seeing the sights, then play all night to your heart's content. Come stay and play with us this winter. Visit BayMillsCasinos.com or follow us on Facebook for more information. Bay Mills Resort and Casino. Your vacation starts here.
Data breaches are happening all the time. Big businesses, small businesses, hackers are equal opportunity security threats. Dunn's Business Solutions offers a free, no-obligation network analysis. Free, and you're under no obligation to sign with them. Your data is precious and vital to your business. Put your mind at ease. Contact Heather or Bob today at Dunn's Business Solutions to schedule a free network analysis. You've got nothing to lose but all your data. Go to dunnsonline.com, serving all of Northern Michigan.
Isn't this amazing?
Oh my gosh, Mom, this is so cool. There's so much snow here.
I knew you'd love it. My parents first introduced me to Shush Mountain when I was about your age.
Then someday I'll bring my kids here.
Aw, I hope so. Okay, tips up. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go back to the Red Lift. And tonight, can we go to the outdoor pool and hot tub again?
This winter season, get outside for a magical family getaway to Shush Mountain at Shanty Creek Resort. For custom ski and stay packages, visit shantycreek.com.
Welcome back to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Rich Calkins, Jerry Coyne in studio with you. And joining us now is first-time guest Ryan Basenberg, the head coach from the Cadillac boys team. They're currently sitting in first place in the Big North Conference at 4-1 and 7-3 overall. Coach, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, really appreciate you having me on, guys. I'm excited to be here.
You bet. Now, Coach, I was down at the Cadillac TC West game. I'm the color analyst for the West program. And, Coach, I tell you what, you have a very talented group of young men.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate it. I thought our team on Thursday played extremely well with the exception of shooting the basketball. We obviously couldn't throw it in the ocean if we were in a boat on Thursday. But I was proud of our guys. I thought we battled through some adversity and, you know, all in all, had to put ourselves in a position to win without having Cole Genema, our 6'9", leading scorer in the lineup. So proud of our guys. I would have liked to get a win, obviously, but everything that we want from our season is still in front of us and kind of in our own hands. So excited to get back to work.
Right. Yeah, Coach. And one of those kids that really jumped off the court to me, literally and figuratively, was Charlie Howell, the 6'5" sophomore. Man, I tell you what. That kid can block shots.
Yeah, Charlie is really starting to come into his own a little bit. I think coming into the year, he played with us last year as a freshman, not quite as much as we probably should have played him. But not only is did we look for him to score on Thursday, but he always guards the other team's best player for the most part. And I mean, holding John O'Connor to 10 points, I mean, I was really proud of his effort. He did carry a brunt of the scoring for us, led us with, you know, only 12 points. But we were running sets to get him shots, and that typically doesn't happen. But you're right, he rebounded the heck out of the ball, and I think he had 4 blocks, if I'm not mistaken, on Thursday.
Yeah, and they were big ones, too. It seemed like every time Jonathan O'Connor, at least early in the game, Howell was setting the tone by blocking a shot, and Jonathan O'Connor had to adjust accordingly. Coach, overall, you know, you obviously have Genema, the 6'9 guy like you'd already talked about. He's a senior, and you have Gurdon as a senior. Other than that, you're a pretty young, and McGowan also is a senior. But, man, you got a young team. You got a couple of freshmen. You got sophomores. So the future really looks bright for Cadillac basketball.
Yeah, we're really excited. We have our lower levels are pretty talented. Even our 8th grade and 7th grade classes, not quite as talented as the freshman class, but overall, the next handful of years should be pretty fun around Cadillac. In addition to the 2 freshmen we have up on the varsity with us, we actually have 6 freshmen on the JV team as well. So it's a super deep class as well. But we're going to lose some stuff, obviously. Cole being a next-level player, Connor McGowan being 6'7", 240 or 50 pounds, is somebody that the other opponents have to account for. And Aiden Gurdon's really coming into his own and buying into his role, and he's really showing some leadership skills that have kind of translated from the football field for us.
Coach, talk about Cole Genema for a couple of minutes. Obviously, he didn't play in the game. In fact, he has been ill in all 3 of your losses and out of the lineup. So we haven't had an opportunity to see him play yet, but I know he's on some watch lists for Mr. Basketball. So tell our audience a little bit about Cole.
Well, he's super skilled as far as there's not a lot of 6'9". Kids, especially Northern Michigan, I don't think there's many 6'9 kids in general, but that have his skill set. He's not a prototypical back-to-the-basket player. He's a guy that plays on a wing for us, can really shoot the 3. I think his percentage for the year is like 42% from 3, which is just ridiculously high, especially for someone of his size. Dribbles for us, breaks the press. He's going to be leading the area in block shots. He's at about just under 4 a game. So he can really do it all, and I think a lot of that is based on as he was growing up, before he hit his growth spurt, he played a guard or a wing as he was coming up, and then he hit that growth spurt and continued to develop those guard skills. So I'm super fortunate to have someone like Cole on our team. He makes all of us coaches look really good because he does so much stuff for us. And he's kind of just, I guess this summer I would say, kind of bet on himself as far as what next year holds for him. We've reached out to a bunch of schools. Some have showed some interest, and he's just trying to figure out what is the best fit for him. He's a really humble kid. He's not a kid that has a lot of words. And I think the biggest, the most impressive thing for me this year is really stretching him from a vocal leadership standpoint. Being vocal is not in his nature. And he's done a really nice job of stretching himself to kind of lead our young kids along, which is, as a coach, one of the coolest things to see, because that's something that is not in his nature, and he's really not only seized that opportunity but excelled in it as well.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about Cole, is that he's a better kid than he is a basketball player, and that's always great to see, especially when you talk about the skill set that we're going to see as the season progresses on. Hey, Coach, what are the other teams in your district when we get to the playoffs?
So for the last handful of years, it's always been us, Ludington, Benzie, Big Rapids, Reed City, and Manistee. This year, Benzie made the drop down to Division II, so we're just going to go on a 5-team district. So it'll be us, Ludington, Big Rapids, Reed City, and Manistee. And I believe Manistee is hosting this year, so no new faces. We'll be we all know each other pretty well. It's been us and Ludington the last handful of years kind of duking it out, as they have another good team this year as well. So we actually play them this Tuesday in a non-conference regular season game. So kind of excited how we stack up to them, and we'll get a look at them, and they'll get a look at us.
Well, Benzie's got a pretty good team too, so he may have dodged a bullet with two other Bulldogs in that district.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Crocker and I and Benzie are very good friends. We were actually just talking last night. Our freshman teams played each other, and we were texting before his varsity game with Sutton's Bay. Josh and I have developed a really good friendship. He does. We were just talking about how he's really changed the culture out there on Benzie. He has some buy-in, and there's definitely some excitement building around his program. And he's got some really good players on his team. I can't wait to see that district with them and Traverse City, St. Francis. That's going to be a dogfight for sure.
Yeah, that one's going to be worth the price of admission for sure. And, Coach, you had mentioned it. The Ludington Orioles traditionally have had some very good teams as well and done well in playoffs in the past.
Yeah, Thad Schenk is an absolutely great coach for anybody that hasn't had a chance to watch him coach. He is a magician on the sidelines and gets the best out of his teams all the time. If I could add up the amount of sleep that I've lost trying to prep to play Ludington's teams, you'd be astonished because we try our best. We had them dead to rights last year in the district final. We were up 8 with about 3 minutes to go and let it slip away, and Thad's team moved on. But always good. If you're going to make a run in a state tournament, you're going to have to go through some good teams, and we just happen to have Ludington in our district, and we wouldn't want it any other way. If we're going to earn a district championship, we want it to go through Ludington. And you can't really forget about Reed City and Big Rapids. Both of those teams in our districts both have one loss right now. Wow. I don't quite think they play the schedule as us and Ludington play, but, I mean, they're teams that are formidable as well.
Coach, how was Eric Church?
Boy, I'll tell you what, it was nice to unplug on a Friday night, guys, to be able to not have to worry about a scouting report, not have to worry about figuring out a way. Not having a Friday home game in the Big North is that more precious to have, but my wife surprised me with these tickets, and we had a very good time. We really enjoyed it. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, well, that's cool. We actually, my wife and I, we were coming back from Ann Arbor during the week, and we passed some of the semis with the big Eric Church logos on the side and all that. And so my wife quickly saw where they were at. But that was cool, Coach. I'm sure you had a good show. And we wish you all the best, Coach, in the Big North Conference. And we appreciate you coming on the show today and really – and we'd really like to have you continue to be a regular contributor here because your team is one of the teams to beat. And I like your style of play and the kind of team you have.
Well, first of all, thanks a lot for the coverage that you guys provide to Northern Michigan kids. It is really cool to be able to get some notoriety and exposure. And I would be absolutely happy to come on anytime you guys are willing to have me.
Excellent.
All right, Coach Ryan Basenberg from Cadillac. Thanks for joining us on the Bill Marsh High School Scoreboard Show, and best of luck. We'll check in with you soon.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day.
Okay, you too. All right. Head coach Ryan Basenberg of the first place Cadillac Vikings, again, 4-1. Great. I really enjoyed that conversation, JC.
Yeah. Rich, you related to me that he had a little issue with one of his players.
It was one of his players getting him to box out, and it was one of those moments where the gym got dead silent, and Coach was just getting on his kid, imploring to him to box out. And it just, silence in the gym, you know what it's like, JC, when all of a sudden those moments when it just, the voice echoes through the whole gym, and it seems like the entire gymnasium is focused on you.
Yeah, well, I do know that well. Sometimes even as a fan.
Oh, yeah, oh, exactly. Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
I remember yelling at a ref in one of my son's games, and in one of those really moments, like everybody was buzzing,
yes.
And I'm like, that is the worst call I've ever seen, and that was dead silent.
Yeah,
and they teed the team up.
Did they really? Yeah. If they know what team you're cheering for, they will do that. Yeah, I've seen the crowd,
and then I got a mouthful from our coach.
Sure. So. Oh, I've got some stories that I repeat to you off the air. I can't mention them on the air of some people that I know that have said some things that I just can't repeat.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To coin a phrase, it was a little dirty.
Yeah.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Up North Sports Radio's Bill Marsh Automotive High School Scoreboard Show.
Introducing the new eMarsh custom purchase experience at BillMarsh.com.
eMarsh makes car buying fast and easy. Choose your vehicle and options. Get an accurate trade-in value. Calculate your monthly payment choices and apply for credit. You can even schedule at-home or at-work test drives and deliveries. Start your eMarsh experience at BillMarsh.com. eMarsh, welcome to easy. And thank you.
Well, winter is here, and so is the Mahindra Red Tag Sale. Get great deals on all Mahindra tractors, including 0% interest on select models, or save thousands. Because not even winter can slow down Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Visit your Mahindra dealer at Zaremba Equipment in Gaylord, or online at ZarembaEquipment.com, or Pioneer Diesel in Traverse City, or PioneerDiesel.com.
On select models now through February 28th, go to whymahendra.com for more information.
Coach, we're running some spots. We'll be with you in a moment.
Okay, thank you.
That's how to experience the fresh air this winter season at Hanson Hills Recreation Area. You won't believe all the ways to enjoy the great outdoors at Hanson Hills in Grayling. Downhill skiing, miles of cross-country ski and fat tire biking trails, tubing and ski lessons by reservation. Know before you go. Visit HansonHills.org for up-to-date protocols and reservations. HansonHills.org in Grayling.
Get fired up with Pistons basketball on Up North Sports Radio, sponsored in part by St. Ambrose Cellars in Beulah. All you mead is love. StAmbrose-mead-wine.com. Detroit Pistons basketball right here on Up North Sports Radio.
Up North Sports Radio.
All right. Welcome back to the Northern Michigan Scoreboard Show, presented by the Bill Marsh Auto Group on Up North Sports Radio. Jerry Coyne, Rich Calkins in studio with you. And we also have another first-time guest with us today, head coach of the Traverse City West girls team, Tim Ryman. And Tim, you're coming off a big 28-25 win against Cadillac. Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about that game last night?
Well, it was one of those games where neither team shot the ball very well, and both teams played very aggressive defensively, and we kind of took each other out of what we were trying to do, and luckily we just made more plays down the stretch than they did and got the W.
Yeah, Coach, you got a little two-game winning streak going here now. You guys, I was able to watch in the Traverse City Central game. Actually, we called that one on air on 106.3 in Traverse City. That was a 43-33 win. Of course, always with the crosstown rivalry with that big crowd there, Coach, that was a big win.
Yeah, it was. And it was nice that we actually had a varsity doubleheader with the girls first and the boys second. So we had the whole student section there. We had the band there. They had a big student section. It was a fun night, and the girls responded and got off to a good start. And we were up 19-7 after one, and then we kind of sputtered a little bit, but then we pulled it out at the end and made our free throws down the stretch to ice it. And it was a huge win for the girls to get their confidence back, because we had lost 4 out of 5 before that, and 3 out of 4 losses were tight games that we let slip away, and the girls were pretty fired up to beat the rival, obviously.
Yeah, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, but you have a freshman point guard, do you not?
No, that's the point guard for Traverse City.
Okay, that's right. Okay, but you
no, that's fine.
No, that you guys, you have some height on your team, some rebounding. I was really impressed with the Lautner girl. She really did a good job down low. I mean, you got some kids that can play.
Yeah, you know, Megan's a force inside. She's actually going Division I for rowing.
Oh, wow.
She's going to go to Oregon. Yeah, she's going to Oregon State to row. She got a scholarship to row out there. And, she's about 5'10", and, a good, strong girl inside, and can finish with either hand. And, and she's our leader, too. She does a great job being a vocal leader on the floor, and the girls look up to her. And, she's just, a great kid to coach.
Coach, you're sitting, what, at 5-5 overall, 2-2 in conference play. Give us an overall synopsis of halfway through the season here, how you feel about the growth and the things that you need to work on for the rest of the year.
Well, being my first year there, the girls, we worked together some during the summer and got to know each other then, but, it's still a work in progress. They're figuring out what I want of them, and I'm figuring out what I want to ask them to do. And, 5-5 at this point is not bad. I think we've let a couple slip away.
but we're getting better all the time, especially at the defensive end. These last couple games, we've really locked in and done a nice job. We just have to get a little more, you know, consistent on offense, and I think we'll be in good shape.
Yeah, no doubt. And, Coach, the two captains, I believe, Megan Lautner and, of course, Sarah Skirmerhorn, both seniors, you know, they seem to be doing a good job of really leading this team.
Yeah, and we made a third captain in Allie Jo McKenna, who's our point guard and our senior as well. And all three, you know, like Megan, the girls all like them. We've got, you know, a really tight group, and we have a lot of fun, you know, working together. And it's just, you know, one of those things when you have seniors that are leaders, they're good kids, good things happen.
So, Coach, who do you got up next?
We are at home against Sault Ste. Marie, who's really tough, on Tuesday, and then we're at Petoskey, another league game, on Friday.
I like to ask this question the first time, coaches. Who's in the district for the playoffs?
We host the district. I think it's Traverse City Central, us. I think it's Petoskey. I think Gaylord might be there in Cadillac, I think is who it is.
Wow. Okay. And Coach Gaylord, of course, the Gaylord girls team is, you know, at the top right now, the Big North, 4-1, 8-2 overall. That's a team that's very tough. Also, Alpena's not bad at 3-1.
Yeah, they're surprising.
No, yeah, and Alpena beat Gaylord last night. Yeah, Gaylord, our game against Gaylord, that's one of the two we wish we had back. We scored 6 points in the first half, and then we scored 42 points in the second half, and we lost by four.
Holy cow.
And, yeah, that was a crazy game. It was a crazy game. We made one shot from the field in the first half, and then we just caught fire in the second half. And we were down 25 at one point, and we had the ball down two with 20 seconds to go, and just, you know, didn't get a shot off. And the kids were disappointed to work that hard and come back and not get the victory. So
sounds like a heck of a district.
Yeah.
Coach, we will be checking in with you as the season gets on, and congratulations. Let's keep that winning streak going.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Go Titans.
Go Titans for sure. See ya.
Coach, okay. Tim Wright and Ryman from the TC West girls.
And we're going to be covering more girls' games.
We've got a couple more games,
yep.
And we got to figure out playoffs as well. So we'll find out how much we've got in the budget to cover both TC West boys and girls throughout the rest of the season. But, yeah, obviously that the Big North Girls Conference as contentious as the boys.
Yeah, absolutely. That mentioning that Alpena score over the Gaylord girls going into that game with one loss, and Alpena had five losses on the season, that was a huge upset in the Big North in the girls division, no doubt about it, JC.
Yeah, so, Rich, let's get caught up on some of the other scores.
Okay. All right. Let's do that. We'll start off with some of the boys' scores around the North and in the Big North last night. Again, Alpena all over Gaylord, again, in the boys' basketball last night, 72-44. That Alpena boys' team, surprisingly, really, they beat West earlier. They have some big wins this year, so congratulations to them. Petoskey with a big win in the Big North with a 52-46 win against TC Central.
Yep.
So also, let's go down. Reed City and Fremont played. Fremont won 66-51. McBain Northern Christian all over Beale City, 62-35. Manton beat McBain, 52-47. A few of the Jackpine Conference scores. Gladwin all over Farwell, 77-45. Sanford Meridian, they beat Harrison, 68-36. And Clare, they continue to win. Doesn't matter what sport they're playing. That's a good sports school. They won 64-22 over Pinconning. Muskegon Orchard View, they put up 86 points last night and beat Manistee 86-36. Ludington, we spoke about them, the Orioles, they beat Muskegon Heights last night 64-61. Let me see what else. Boyne Falls in the Northern Lakes Conference. Boyne Falls beat Wolverine 57-53. And Harbor Light, small school in Petoskey there, they won 69-63 over Alanson.
And the game of the day that was featured by the Record Eagle, and James Cook mentioned it yesterday at the Fick and Sons Sportscape show, Leelanau St. Mary's put up 84 on Elk Rapids, an 84-75, very small school. James wrote this article. I know there's they've got some players at Leelanau.
Yeah.
Lake Leelanau St. Mary's, so we'll keep an eye on them.
Right, and I want to go over just a few of the girls' scores from last night, J.C., in the Big North, we had Petoskey beating Traverse City Central 44-39. We discussed the TC West victory with Coach Tim Ryman. They won 28-25 in a low-scoring affair. Reed City beat Fremont 50-45. Grant over Central Montcalm 57-30. A little bit of Eastern UP action here. Engadine beat Cedarville 54-35. In the Lake Michigan Conference, East Jordan beat Grayling here in Grayling 37-25. Harbor Springs squeaked out a victory 49-48 over Elk Rapids, and Boyne City beat Kalkaska 34-24.
As we said, we've got the Grayling Vikings over on our sister station 100.3 about 1:32 o'clock today.
Right.
In a makeup game against Charlevoix, right?
Yes, against Charlevoix. Charlevoix always tough. A good team. I believe they're 7-2 overall. Really, really tough team. And Coach L.J. Mead, they will be getting a couple of their players back. Again, Coach Mead doesn't know about the conditioning factor of the players that are coming back, so they're not going to be at full strength yet, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks they'll get back to that. And I really expect, again, this Grayling team to round into shape. They have a lot of sophomores on that team, so they're going to round into shape and get better as the year goes on.
And for you basketball fanatics, on Up North Sports Radio tomorrow at 3 o'clock, a pregame, University of Michigan versus Indiana is going to be a huge game for Michigan to get on the right track and get back in the Big Ten standings. So
absolutely. They're battling for their NC2A lives.
NC2A lives, there's no doubt about it. So they've got winning at Indiana would go a long way. Indiana coming off a big win at home against Purdue. But Michigan's had great success at Indiana over the last 10 years. So.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, that's cool to see. And Michigan coming off that big win where they shot the ball really well. And hopefully they can continue that trend.
Well, they had a lot of time off.
And they
maybe
did.
Maybe they did. They stole a page from Tom Izzo or vice versa. And, you know, lots of games left to be played in the Big Ten, and we're your home for Michigan basketball when the Pistons and or the Wings are not on.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all kinds of good sports from high school to professional right here on 101.1.
And we'll check in next Friday after our Friday face-off program here with Rich and Keith Gave. We do the Fick and Sons Sportscape show, giving you a preview of the games coming up, or sometimes getting you caught up on scores because there's so many games on Thursday as well. So, Rich, have a great weekend. Enjoy your football and your food coma.
Oh, I absolutely will. Looking forward to it.
All right, thanks to Bill Marsh Automotive for hosting us here on Up North Sports Radio. Bill Marsh High School Scoreboard Show.
Experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the